seek variances from the corner front yard setback and maximum fence height requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. Property is located on the corner of Dogwood Drive and Multiflora Drive within the Pine Water Farm subdivision. The 911 address is 19 Dogwood Drive in Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.12, parcel 45. The applicant is seeking a 0.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a proposed fence. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yeah.
Can come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Cindy Chait, 19 Dogwood Drive, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Sure.
Mark Chait, 19 Dogwood Drive, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
Good.
So we are seeking a variance for a fence for our pool. Because we are on a corner, the requirement is, I believe it's 48 inches for the pool, and then it's
30-something because it's a corner and line of sight view or something. I don't know. There was 2 variances for it. One was like a small fence, because where if I wanted a fence, the yard. And then one was a larger fence, because I have a pool.
And when we placed our pool, when we got our permit for our pool, we did remove a lot of trees to place the pool in the designated spot. We were never advised of the different height for the fence to go around the pool. The other issue is that you guys want us to, the Sussex County wants us to come in 15 feet, and if we do that, then we don't meet the requirement from the pool to the fence of the 6 feet. So there is a current fence there, which is what we're seeking to do, is just replace what's currently there.
The 48-inch height.
With our 48-inch fence to make the coating for the pool. I also did receive a letter from the president of the Pine Water Association for you guys to review. I did get it kind of late, so that's why I didn't submit it.
You can give it to Ms. Norwood.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
And Mr. Sharp or Ms. Norwood could probably explain this a little better, possibly, to you or to us.
I'll defer to Ms. Norwood because I don't have a site plan here.
Right. Well, in ground pool fence, the fence requirement, I can't talk, I guess. The fence requirement for a pool to go around a pool is a 4-foot high requirement. That's the minimum. They're on the corner lot, and where they want to place the fence, they have to meet the 3.5-foot for being in a front yard setback because they're going to be within the first 15 feet. So anything to meet the code requirement, they have to seek this variance because they aren't able to comply with the 2 different codes and make it work.
So they're caught in the middle.
They are. The permit, the pool permit, they got a pool permit. There's no issue with the existing pool. There's a place on the back of the permit you initial that you've been discussed that there's a pool fence code. They weren't asked to do that or it wasn't signed. So I think the confusion, you know, probably started, they thought there would be no problem. The fence company, I believe, is who contacted us next. And that's when we realized that where they need to put the fence to meet the space requirement between the walk space between a fence and a pool, and to meet the code for the fence and the lot. Nothing was working without a variance request. So that's why they're here.
Is the pool dug or in?
It's in.
Yeah.
I mean, I do have, I mean, I don't know if this helps you guys, but I do have this. Do you want this as well? This is like kind of like the drawing from the pool company, which I think I submitted to you, correct?
I don't know that.
Yeah, give it to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to see what else I have. And
so no matter where you put the pool, you're going to have this problem?
Yes.
Correct.
It's an issue with the side.
You didn't create the problem by putting the pool there. This is going to happen.
Correct, because it's the only, I don't have a
I think it's a code issue between Sussex County, depending if it's a side yard backyard.
Right.
You know.
We're also told we didn't know that we're considered, like, that even though it's a side, that that's considered front. So we didn't know that, obviously. We don't really have a backyard to put our pool in, so that's why we did the pool where we did and took out, you know, several trees to get it in its place. We also adjusted it a little bit, you know, on an angle, too, so we could keep one of the trees. Not that that matters to you guys, but that's, you know, we just tried to...
We tried to make everything fit to where it needed to fit.
And had no idea. And then when we went to go get the fence lady came and she was like, oh, yeah, nope, you can't do that. You're going to need a variance. And
so I'm like, the pool company didn't tell you anything?
No.
No, he, you know, he said he, well, he doesn't do fencing, so he didn't know. He just knew where the pool, you know, he can't put the pool at the edge, obviously. So that's why, you know, when she came, she's actually the one that told us. She's like, call Sussex County and see what you could do. And then Jen helped us through the process.
Are those trees along the road, are they staying?
Yes.
We just planted some new ones.
Yeah.
So they look like they've got some good, pretty...
Yep.
So I'm just thinking that the fence really isn't...
Right, and I'm also...
any more visual problem than those trees do.
Correct, because we're not going to be... So the way that the property is, if we're more than 30-foot setback from dogwood.
Yeah.
It's the multiflora that's the issue, and there are all trees there already.
Right.
And we don't plan to take them out because that's going to give us our privacy.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If you could have had any problem, it would have been coming out of exiting dogwood onto...
Yeah, but we're too far back.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no...
Gotcha.
There's no obstructions.
Right.
And the fence that we're using is that metal... you know, it's typical what they
aluminum
use.
Aluminum,
yeah.
Black.
Aluminum,
yeah.
Thank you.
So it's not a privacy fence that will block the stop sign in either directions, or the one stop sign. Mm-hmm. The other stop direction, there is none.
So in your opinion, the going from 3.5 to 4 feet with the type of fence won't impact, because you're on the corner, a line of sight?
No.
For coming or going?
Nope.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hold on, we're not done quite
oh,
yet.
Oh, sorry.
I said, Mr. Sharp.
Well, I'm just trying to understand exactly. Your driveway comes off of dogwood, so you treat dogwood as your front yard.
Yes.
And looking at, I'm just trying to figure out exactly where this pool is and where the fence is.
Am I able to show you?
Yeah, if you could go up, that would probably help.
Okay.
I've got this, but I'm...
So,
right there.
This is the back of the house, correct? The side. On
side,
the,
yes.
Multi-floor. Right, so our pool is here, and our fence is going to be coming from this corner of the house, going out, meet the fence that's currently there,
taking
that fence out, and come straight down to the back.
How close is that existing fence from multifloral?
10 feet or 9 feet right now.
Yes,
it's been there before we even bought the property, when we bought it a year ago.
And are there any, do you have well and septic on this property?
We have well, and we went to sewer.
Right, we do have well. Forgot about that.
And you guys didn't place the house on the lot that was there by a prior owner?
Correct.
Yes. The house is built in, I think, 1980-something, and we just purchased it about a year ago. It's a little over a year.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Hey, man, I missed it. How tall is the existing fence?
Right now, it's one of those, I would call it like a barn fence. It's two slats going this way with a big gap in the poles. And it's only probably about 3 feet high.
Okay. Split rail.
Yes, that's called split rail.
We actually do get these pool fences from time to time. This is not new for us.
New for me. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, 48 inches. I'll go 48 inches. But now they're like, well, you have to go 48
like, no,
and you have to go here.
You can't do 48. You got to go 36. But then I'm like, but then we don't meet the requirement for the pool. And then you got to come in this many feet, but you need to be this far away from the pool. And we're like, what the heck is going on?
So just pull, push and pull.
Yeah. And Jen was great with me because I obviously was clueless. I called
Jenny,
her.
Jenny is great. Ms. Norwood is great. She doesn't like to get out of here before 9 o'clock. Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? You can come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Eric Boving, 4 Verdon Lane, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Thank you.
I live just back there on the cul-de-sac. When I come out, I face their property. There's a stop sign right here. So I look right at the side of their house there. That fence has been there as long as I can remember, the split rail fence. And as you can see, there are a number of trees. So when they put the pool in, they cleared a lot of the area. So basically, I'm not used to being able to see much of anything there anyway. So a fence there is not gonna be any problem. And basically, it's the same place as the split rail fence was. So I don't see how that is going to affect visibility or anything like that, certainly for me. And I'm fine with it.
Is that split rail, it's just on that property? It doesn't go the whole way down the road or anything?
No, it's individual property.
Make sure we get you on the microphone there so we can get you recorded.
Sorry. No, the split rail fence is on individual properties. Right where the red arrow is my house, and we do have a split rail fence at our house. The house next door does not have any fencing. So it varies from house to house there.
Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12801 from Mark and Cindy Shate?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12801 for Mr. Mark and Cindy Shate and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12801 for Mark and Cindy Shate. I believe the property has unique physical conditions, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
A vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you. I presume you're voting yes, Mr. Chairman. Right here.
Yes.
I thought I said my name. Maybe I didn't.
You did.
I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Mr. Hastings? You gonna do this? We'll do it. Mr. Hastings? Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Oh, you
I vote nay.